Put your hands together and welcome your very own Dunstable Town Podcast. So you join us here at the end of the game at Manor Fields, where it ends MK Irish 5, Dunstable Town 1. Joe, what's your thoughts after that?
Sound like a broken record. I sound like a broken record, unfortunately, and that's become synonymous with us. I had them on the pitch there for a period of time afterwards. We got off to a really good start, and that's us. We score goals and we just don't go for the killer edge. Now, at the end of the day, whatever way I want to look at it tonight and whatever way I want to analyse, the first things first, let's get it straight. MK Irish are better than us all over the pitch. They got Mason Spence, who plays there today, and his contribution is, we've got seven forwards on the pitch at the end. Mm-hmm. Seven. And he is far superior to anything that we're offering. And the problem with us is we have a real stupidity to us that doesn't allow us to identify weaknesses and keep on going. So what happens is we do really well in periods where you get on top of the game, where you're on top of things, and you're getting down the outsides, and they play a three at the back. We went with a front three. Mm-hmm. And we got on the outside of them how many times. The difference with us is when we get into the final third, we put crosses, either we outswing them and they end up on the break against us because we don't lock the pitch and back the play up. So we've got three mannequins back there who are standing and watching. So when the ball does pop out, he drops in the pocket, spins, and then he turns, and then they get runners off the back of you. What we do is we don't do that. We put balls into areas and we end up defending moments later. The third one from our free kick, was it?
Yeah, yeah.
The first two goals are so disappointing because the first one is a nonsense. It's an absolute nonsense. We have marked how many set pieces into the box at that point? I think, well, you know, we're doing okay. Look, don't get me wrong, we're having an angle. Because we've gone one up and then we just fold in. We just sit in and we don't get the midfield players up. They sit on centre-half's toes. And then what happens is when it pops out, they've then got time and space, 25 yards from the goal, to start picking passes. And then the first goal comes into the penalty box. We've got two of them unmarked at the back post all of a sudden. How's that happened? And he taps it in, and where does he get? He gets a tap in. Personified in the second half, our first delivery into the box, right, comes into the penalty box. Mason Spence has headed the ball 3 yards from his goal line and we're standing looking at him. We don't get across people. And it's infuriating. There, lad, when they get down the outsides of you, they put balls into the box. And our problem at the moment is when we came in for 2 years, I'm not being funny, we were zeros and ones. Uh-huh. That's 15 goals in three games. Uh-huh. And the goals are pathetic in terms of, I don't mean that taking anything away from people. The fifth one is a comedy show. It's a comedy show. It's like a season of Jackass back there. Uh-huh. We've got people running into each other on our goal line. And then it just pops in. He couldn't believe his luck.
Yeah.
Puts the ball in the back of the net. But again, he gets to the byline and there's no consequence. We don't throw ourselves across the ball in the box. You know, we end up scoring the most ridiculous own goal for the last kick of the first half, getting at 1-1. And then in the end, you've got to... Look, Joe Sellers-West tonight was our best player.
Yeah, I agree.
He was our best player. Mm-hmm. The sad thing is, mate, I've got to move him so many different places to try and help us. There ain't enough of him. Mm-hmm. So you're playing him up front, we don't give him the ball well enough, so he drops in his pocket, then you play him in the pocket, then you play him wide where he gets on the ball, goes past people. Ezra comes on, he looks a handful. Uh-huh. But then we don't supply him with he doesn't work the goal. We haven't worked the goalkeeper second half, again. You know, our clearances today, just kick it straight to them. And the thing is, every time you kick it to them, they run bodies forward and they put you under pressure. And they go at you in the final third. They throw bodies into the mix. And when they go at our goal, they look like they're going to score. When we go at their goal, they look like they're going to score. Because we stand back here and we just go to sleep. We spoke at half-time about locking the pitch high up the pitch. So when we're attacking in their third, make sure you've got your centre-halves who are front-footed and they are channel side shoulders to stop people picking up and turning. First one that comes back on us, we've got three centre-halves stood behind him. The lad just picks it in the pocket, faces, and then all of a sudden it's an ordeal. And I'm looking at them and I'm going, any chance? In the end, actually, I'm quite delighted that Joe Reynolds has got booked. Shock. Mm-hmm. Because he's irate that we're getting popped. Again, yeah. He's come in and made an influence, made an effect. Got to stop listening to him. He's a lot fitter than he thinks he is. Right? You're looking at the rest. Andrew Sabons, who wants the ball. To be fair, he done all right. He done not bad today. Mm-hmm. Tolu, I think he's got a bright future as a fullback because he comes onto the ball better. Mm-hmm. And you look at him today, we've got five opportunities to get him out in the second half because they play a really narrow system. And we spoke before the game, during the game. We scored a goal. Ricardo Green, delight for him at the back post, to be fair. Like, I thought he was quite bright in his debut, to be fair to him. And you're watching, you're going, right, okay, come on in, come on in. And then what do we do? Nah, we'll jam pack through the middle now. We'll try and hit that 65-yard diag. Oh, we've underhit that. Now they're on the counter-attack because they've got four or five players in pockets and we're stood behind them protecting nothing. We mark space in the box. Mm-hmm. Said to them, when was the last time you turned Sky Sports News on and see a goal scored in the 57th minute scored by space?
Mm-hmm.
We're too easy to play against. We are too easy to play against. And that's what is so infuriating, because you sit there and we're having to constantly juggle shapes and then we get a bounce and you're going, right, listen, I'm going to get off my own case tonight because I'm driving myself mad. I'm driving myself nuts at 2 o'clock in the morning, sitting there writing shapes, writing systems, writing teams. What am I doing? What am I actually doing? 2 o'clock yesterday morning, I'm sitting here. Oh, I can't, you know, I'm worried about leaving him out because he's a good lad. Nostalgia's over.
Yeah.
I said to a few of them today, I said, listen, you tell me what you're contributing. You tell me what you've contributed in the last 5 years. Tell me. Go through it. They stand there like mannequins. I'm looking at some of them and I think, you're writing your Christmas lists. In February, you are. You're looking at them, they're probably more worried about the new Nike Air Jordans that are coming out than they are about defending your box.
Mm.
The fundamentals of football don't change. They run around and they defend their box like their life depends on it. When their goalkeeper comes out and punches the ball, he punches it with distance. We punch it straight to them.
Mm.
And then we've got a load of bodies standing in the way. We're getting booked. You know, we went at half-time, we decided to go with Ethan and Dylan in the centre-half because I thought, well, they're quite bright. They're bright. They're not a team that launch it forwards. They try to play in. They're intricate. So you need agile and mobile centre-halves. The nine for them has bashed us up. Again.
Mm.
And we don't do the basic fundamentals well enough. And last Saturday, I was flat as a pancake. Tonight, I'm philosophical because they're better than us and you have to give credit to Terry Shreves. You have to give credit to their players. The lad Shreves off the right-hand side is a handful. You know, fair play to them. They've recruited really well. You've got the boy Hurst on the bench. He's a top midfield player. You've got Olakami. He comes off the right-hand side. He destroys you. They've got Spence, who for me is up there with probably the best player in the division. You watch him, he's proper, he's legit. But not only that, he's got personality, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He's got personality. When things go, you know, he didn't start the game brilliant, I think he'd be the first one to tell you. But when you watch him, when the game starts, but the difference with him is if things don't go well, he'll go and get the ball again.
Mm-hmm.
He'll go and get the ball again. We've got two that do that.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Joe Sellers-Wiss and we've got Andrew going to get the ball. We don't give the ball to Danny Webb enough.
No.
But in fairness, when we have had Danny Webb in 1v1s today in the wide area, their left centre-half has defended like his life depends on it.
Mm-hmm.
They get the ball 1v1s and we retreat, and they just, people walk into our penalty box. They walk into our penalty box. And I'm looking at it going, right, come on in. What are we going to do next? Where do we go with this next bit? And unfortunately at the moment, if you do not head balls out your box, if you do not go with runners, our line in the end, I can't work out why we're so high. The third one is, that was probably the goal that angered me the most, because it's a through ball. Alex has come and then he hasn't, and he's decided he's not. You can't do it with centre forward.
No.
And then what happens is your centre half's wrongly. I used to say this, I was a centre half. I hated goalkeepers. And the best goalkeepers I've ever played with probably hated centre halves. They hated me because we were always having an argument. But I tell you what, we'd wait for the ball to be cleared out of the stadium and then we'd have a row. Yeah. We'd have a tear up at half time. We don't see that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the positives tonight is you've got Joe Sellers-West, he's back to where he was. He was fantastic tonight. Mm-hmm. I was so pleased with him. Yet again, we've got a couple of 7 days going in tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, more than a couple, I think, to be honest with you. So a day off for me turns into a non-day off. It's going to be another busy day because I care. And, you know, look, it's such a cop-out, but I'm humbled tonight. We come off the pitch and we've got people who stood there for another 20 minutes in the pouring down rain. Scotty's standing in a pair of shorts.
Well, Scotty,
I'm shivering looking at him. And they've come in on a Tuesday night and in the end, it actually looks like a mauling. It ends up as a mauling.
Mm.
The game was tight until tight. It wasn't tight in terms of we didn't have them on the back foot, but at 1-0, we've had a couple of half-decent moments and we just don't take it.
Yeah.
They were better than we were. You have to take that one on the chin. Do I think we threw it in? No, I just think we're a timid group. We're a really, really nice group of people who... I'm sure we'll go on and do fantastic work for charities in the future. I don't want fantastically nice people. they're quite young, some of them, uh-huh. some of their lads, but they're a bit more streetwise than us. And I said this before, it's, or maybe it's on my Christmas list in December, I don't see enough of me in that group. I don't see enough of Kyle Durkin in that group. I don't see enough of Anthony in that group. But, you know, and I'm an acquired taste for some, I'm sure I am. But my teams have always been synonymous with being really hard to beat, being resilient. And the biggest compliment I've ever had in my coaching career, I get it, I've had it for years, is I hate playing against your teams. Would I hate playing against us now? No. I can't imagine the team at the bottom of the league, whoever that is. I don't look at the league table anymore for obvious reasons, but I can't imagine anybody sitting there going, oh no, we've got Dunstable Town rocking in next week. They're probably sitting there thinking, I've got Dunstable Town rocking in the next week. And that's not acceptable. We were bested today in too many areas. They played some really, really good stuff, so I can't discredit them.
No.
They move the ball, they're creative, they're bright, but what they do really well is when it goes into the nine, when it goes into Spence, it sticks. When it goes to Shreves on the right, he runs you down the outside.
Uh-huh.
They will throw bodies into... You know why they'll throw bodies forward? The reason why they throw bodies forward is because they know the ball don't come back. We throw bodies forward when the ball's about to come back. I can't work that out. And then we leave huge holes and you get disconnected through the units. So there's, you know, I can sit there all day long and talk tactics, but sometimes you've just got to do the ugly bits. How many times today have we conceded a corner? Seriously. When we've got time and space in our own box and we've sliced one out the ground.
Yeah, far too many.
And then you can't defend the balls into your box. So why are we doing that? We spoke half time, stop giving away corners and free kicks. Nah, we'll just give away a few more. And even that, I mean, look at the yellow cards. I mean, I felt like saying to the referee, come on, ref, we're not that kind of team. We're good people. We're really nice people. But, yeah, I'm frustrated, mate. So, same old soon, I'm afraid. It'll be the same old household and the Deeney household tonight, I'm sure. Better nettles, but that's life, mate. We've got a long way to go still.
Well, at least we've got a nice, easy game next team against Bedford.
Yeah, well...
What's your thoughts of that?
Well, the facts are these. Look. They're not infallible, Bedford. No. That's what I keep trying to tell people. We played them on the day. They were far superior to us. They had a very good day. If you watch the other, they've had a very good day. The problem with us at the moment is unless we get back to... We've got 7 days now, which is fantastic. It's fantastic for us because we need 7 days. We need 7 days to get some players in. Look, it's... As much as I sound like I'm moaning all the time, it's quite heartbreaking for me tonight because despite the big bad ogre that I am and everyone thinks I am, there's a soft centre to me. In terms of, I'm quite a compassionate, empathetic individual. Uh-huh. People don't see that side of me. I think my wife does. My children do. But I look at it, I've got to say goodbye to some people that are hurting us, who've been really good for us for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
But the time's up. And it saddens me because it's like anything, isn't it? It's like when you leave your mate at school. But the sad thing is you get forgotten, don't you? You get forgotten. Uh-huh. That's the nature of life, and I've got to say goodbye to people. And there's people here today that will be missing out, that will be sitting there thinking, oh, well, I wasn't involved. Yeah, okay, we've got Will McClellan out to work tonight. Now, one thing he does do is he heads the ball out your goal. Uh-huh. He heads the ball out your net. He will go and hit somebody to make himself feel better. Obviously, Osborne's carrying a knock, so you lose your voice. We've got no... I keep going on about the players we're missing in terms of personalities. You stand off Real Bedford and you allow Real Bedford to play and we allow them out from throw-ins in the far corner like we do. They will turn up and they will murder you. You've got to get up to people. You've got to be... confrontation. We stand 5-10 yards off people and think we're stopping crosses. You're not. You've got to be in. We've got to be close enough to check their dental records. That's how close you've got to be to people. You can't let people have a free run on us in the box. You can't let people run off your shoulders. And that's it. So what we've seen tonight, I'm not being funny. Look, I think if they win their games tonight, if I'm right in saying, they go top. They go top. They overtake Real Bedford.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not as if we've turned up tonight and been beaten by a bunch of mugs. Yeah, we can make excuses all day long in terms of we've had injuries, we've had to bring players back a little bit earlier than we were hoping. I get all that. Yeah. Blah, blah, boring hell. No one cares. Mm. Do you care? Do I care? No, I don't care. I drive home tonight. Luckily, it's only a 4-minute drive down the road for me where I can be relatively hateful and then get home tonight. And do you know what? The sad thing is, mate, I'll be sitting there tomorrow morning and I'll be like an idiot sitting there tomorrow when we're setting the group chat and I'll be sitting there trying to justify why we're keeping some of them because I like them as people. I do. I love them as people.
Yeah.
As footballers, I don't love them. I've fallen out of love with them. It's like the end of a relationship. You're together, but you don't really want to be together anymore. It's just you haven't found the moment to sort of sit them down and say, look, times have moved on. You've not tried hard enough. You've not done well enough in this relationship. We've got to move on. So unfortunately, that's where we are with a few. Because if anyone thinks for the next 12 games and the next 7 weeks, I'm going to stand in the dugout and watch us get walloped. No. The team against Real Bedford, I'll be quite honest with you, is going to be high energy. It's going to run into people. It's going to be nasty. Than what we are. Because we've got to find ways. And at the moment, like I said, we haven't replicated what we did in season one, season two. Sometimes you do get into a rut, and we are probably in that rut. But if anyone thinks I'm counting down the days till the end of the season in 7 weeks, they don't know me very well. They don't. And tomorrow will be spent on the phone. I'll be ringing people, telling them that I'll be putting a 7 day in for your player because I do things properly. And we will focus now on our best, our crown jewels, if you like. Joe Sellers West. We'll focus on your Tollers, Andrews, Ezra. And then we'll look around the rest and we'll see what else. I mean, I might have missed a couple out there that are half decent, but then you'll look and that's what we'll do. They're good people. They're not bad people. They're just not very good at football, some of them.
Yes.
Sorry to say that, but it's the truth. And yeah, it hurts me. It hurts me more than anybody at the football club because I feel guilty. But I am trying. I'm not going to throw the towel in. I've had 10 days to think about it. I've had some nice text messages from people. Will it help me tonight? No. No. Will I sleep tonight? No. So expect a text probably at 3 o'clock in the morning, Matt, like the coaches get every single week. And we go and we plot it. But congratulations to Terry Shreves. Congratulations to MK Irish. Lovely club. Really nice people. And they gave us a hiding.
Yeah.
So congratulations. And I'll try and maybe try and, you know, if we were, I think we're playing them again, aren't we?
Yeah.
So before they leave, I better go and plop the car around the corner. It's dark over there. I might have to run a few over. It's just a joke, by the way, before everyone starts getting... You got to make a joke, because if I don't, I think I'll I don't know what I'll do. So thanks to everyone again who come out. Say it every single week. It's massively appreciated. Thank you for the gesture, just clapping everybody off. I mean, I'm glad I'm with a nice football club, because if that was me, I would be probably throwing weapons at me and throwing weapons at my players. But we'll go again, mate. I've got 7 days now to park this. It's done now. We have to think about Real Bedford. We're at home, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
We got seven of our last nine at home. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Why can't we ever run at home?
Yeah,
nice. But we'll be with different personnel, so we might have to get used to a few.
Mm-hmm.
And time to grow up and just get on with it and stop being victims. They've too many things to say, and we've got to stop the talking and get going now. And onwards and upwards, mate.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for the time, Joe.
Thank you, mate. Sorry, it's dragged on a bit.
No problem at all.
A little bit of a debrief.
Cheers, buddy. As I said at the start, unfortunately, we go down 5-1 to a really good MK Irish. But as Joe says, we go again. So in the meantime, don't forget, we'll probably have a podcast with me and Andy over the next couple of days. And until next time, out the mighty Blues.